Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause God loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Half of you cheered, and half of you sang, "This is Doug Loves Movies." Good job, Zombie Barn. That's right, we're coming to you once again from the Punchline in Atlanta, Georgia! It's Sunday, July 21st, 2 Oceans 13, it's 4:20, it's hot as fuck, and that's not what I mean when I hashtag half on Twitter, but I guess it could mean that as well. Let me see your name tags, Atlanta. I know you guys brought some. You always bring it to the zombie barn. Oh, this is ridiculous. Scott Nato, enough said. Matt on a hot tin roof. Wet Scott, American Summer, Saving Private. Your name is Upham? Upham? That's your last name. You know, weird first name for a girl. My name is Upham. And then what does that say? Oh, William, the adventure begins. Whoa, oh, that was Remo Williams, and you just made it just William. That'd be a sweet action hero title. Look out, it's William. Shit needs to be done. Who's going to take care of it? William. You mean Bill? Shut the fuck up. It's William. He will kill you. Wife of Brian. I like that. That's clever. Rock'em Sock'em movie. You got the Rock'em Sock'em robots. That's pretty amazing. Well, these are great, you guys. Thank you so much for bringing them and whip them out again later at the, you know, the moment. You know that moment in the show. Since last I spoke and you listened, I got to go to the 311 Cypress Hill Unity Tour at Aaron's Amphitheater in Lakewood. What a great show. I'm lucky to be alive today because during Cypress Hill's set, for those of you, some of you were there, right? They bring out and just kind of show off to the crowd like one of the world's largest, longest bongs. It's a complicated contraption. And then I think, do they take hits from it on stage? Does Be Real take a hit off of it? But then they reposition it backstage. And the rest of the show, different, I don't know if I should be saying this even, but different crew members and G Love, one of the other acts on the show, everybody's just back there hitting it, and Be Real standing around, like, while his band was playing, granted it was a drum solo, but while his band was on, he was backstage with his camera filming me taking a hit off of that giant bong. And I was just like, I thought meeting Cypress Hill would be awesome, but they fucking took it to another level. And it was, I felt like a Make-A-Wish kid. And, real quick, another Make-A-Wish kid story. You know, I get to interact with Edgar Wright from time to time now because of being a huge nerdy fan and then him enjoying the podcast and being on it. And so I was at Comic-Con a couple days ago, and they had a party for his new awesome movie, The World's End. And it was one of those typical parties where everyone that got in there, most of them, you know, probably don't even know who Edgar Wright is. And they're excited to see Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, of course, because they're always on camera and awesome. But I'm standing there talking to Edgar Wright, and he's standing next to some dude. I have no idea who it is. And he goes, "Doug, I'd like you to meet..." I feel terrible trying to do an impression of him. But he says, "I'd like you to meet Alfonso Cuarón." And I was like, I had a best Harry Potter movie shit in my pants. Children of Men is amazing. E tu, Mama, Tambien. And now he's got this new one, Gravity, where it looks like Sandra Bullock gets lost in space. And, you know, that to me, I wouldn't mind if she just stayed there. No Miss Congeniality 3. No, actually, I haven't seen The Heat yet, but I think that looks good. I think Sandy's turning it around. I think she's making movies that I like, finally. We'll discuss that further later. This is this Wednesday. This isn't Wednesday, but this Wednesday, I'll be doing a stand-up in Ontario, California at the Improv. July 31st, I'll be at the Traverse City, Michigan Film Festival doing a Douglas Movies taping with none other than Michael, my dad, Moore, as one of the guests. Pete Holmes can't be there, unfortunately. Or fortunately, you decide for yourselves. People have mixed feelings about Pete. From the corrections department, at Eric K. Lindberg. Oh, Lindberg. Is always pointing shit out like this. He mentioned that Charlton Heston was not in Silverado. And to Lindberg, I say, I didn't say that he was. Take it up with John Hamm. Your fight is with Don Draper. Not me. But I think I did agree with him, because I agree with everything Don Draper says. But thanks to everyone for buying the Super Tournament of Championships. And now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Matthew H. Jones tweeted, "From the creators of Cars and Planes comes Disney's Shut Up While Your Parents Have Sex." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Let's take a look in the prize bag, you guys. We got some CDs and DVDs that look pretty cool. Of course, we got my new one, Gateway Doug, that's in there. We've got, this is an interesting thing that somebody gave me in San Diego. It was a dude named, I think Nick is his name. He's not on Twitter, so he gave me this long list of suggestions for the Leonard Maltin game. And it's just like, how hard is it to sign up for Twitter? Send me all that shit and then quit Twitter. You don't have to stay. You can be a quitter Twitter if you want. Twitter quitter. But you don't have to give me a list like this. But also, it's just when I see them all in a big list like this, I can't, my brain just goes fuzzy and I can't pick out any good ones. Let me run a couple of them by you. There's one, Ed's Bed, baby. Ed's Bed. And it's movies where Ed Norton has sex. Yeah, see, that was my reaction. Only some of me laughed. But he's got there's a lot of pun ones, you know, and a lot of ones where you have to, like, know shit from a long time ago. Like, he's got Jukebox Hero, and that's movies with Henry Winkler. So you have to remember that the Fonz used to hit jukeboxes all the time whenever they were broken. So he was a jukebox hero. So I hope I hope Nick is satisfied that I read a couple of them and that I don't think I'm going to use any of them. But I'll put the whole list in the prize bag, so if you want to send them to me as your own, whoever wins today. And then I think it's from him and his girlfriend. I think her name's Winona. I think she played the Leonard Maltin game against Matt Meyer in San Diego. Made these, do you know what these things are called? What they're called? Pixel art? Pixel art. Pixel art. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but they made little cameras, little Dougs that to me look more like Grizzly Adams than me, and then little hearts. And then there's a bunch of them in this bag that they gave me. They taped one to the side of the bag over a little doggy's face. So I'm paying those forward. I don't know what you're going to do with them, winner, whoever wins today. But nonetheless, let's get my guests out here. Always sold out shows here at the Zombie Barn, so I, you know, feel comfortable bringing not only friends, but also a lady who I think is going to be pretty interesting. Please give a big, warm Zombie Barn welcome to Rob Cantrell, Patty Davis, and Dustin Ibarra. Yeah, have it sit wherever. Yeah, Rob, just sit right. Sit down. What's going on? Just sit down.
Yeah.
Everybody, just sit down. I don't know what all the wandering around is for.
I had a.
Dude, that was insane.
I miscounted the seats. I thought there was one more.
Oh, that's what happened.
There's a gap. You can see from back there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And for the record, you might be the least high person right now.
Yeah, I quit smoking pot.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I got a vaporizer.
That's Rob Cantrell, everybody, visiting
Hello, everybody.
Us.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Atlanta.
Visiting
I'm
us
wearing
from,
shorts.
From you came down from Brooklyn for this, and you went with me yesterday to the 311
Unity show.
Yeah, Cypress Hill.
Such a great bill.
G-Love,
Cypress Hill.
Special sauce.
And 311.
Yeah.
You get everything right there. Because
really?
Cypress Hill is like, how can I just kill a man? And then 311 is like, amber is the color of your energy. It's just amber. How can I just... So you get everything on that show. It was a blast.
Should...
Thanks for having me down, Doug.
They should have a sign that lights up when they're about to play amber that's sort of an amber alert.
Yeah. Amber alert, get ready.
I have fun with the horrible topics. The things you'd rather not think about. Yep. But yeah, that was a fun time. I'm glad you were there to experience it with me.
Yeah, that was amazing, man. Cypress Hill's legends.
You may not know her from the podcast because it's her first appearance, but let's have a round of applause for Patty Davis, everybody. Patty.
Thank you for having me.
Patty was helping me out, you know, like I planned this weekend. I had it all worked out. My friend John Hamm, who everybody knows and loves, was going to be in town shooting a movie, and Walking Dead is shot here, and I've made some inroads there with some people involved in that show. And then I picked this date, and I was like, that's going to be the best. And then, as it turns out, all those people went to Comic-Con. And Los Angeles, like John Hamm had to do a thing called hosting the ESPYs or whatever. And so none of those people that I thought would be here. And so I hit up Patty because I noticed you on Twitter. You're with, are you the owner of the company?
I am. I'm the owner of Atlanta Movie Tours.
And it's called Atlanta Movie Tours.
Yeah.
And you basically drive people around and show them where movies have been shot in Atlanta.
Yeah, mostly Walking Dead. Any Walking Dead fans?
It's one of the best movies out there,
and I love it.
And I'm not joking around about that. Like, I still haven't seen World War Z, but from all descriptions of it, it's less violent than that TV show about zombies.
The world is
very topsy turvy right now, especially the world of zombies. Mm-hmm. And because I think Walking Dead, you know, at first they got away with being really violent because they were just really violently killing zombies. But now humans get killed very violently.
And they're the ones to be afraid of, not the zombies.
Yeah, it's. I love watching it for that very
it's
reason.
Crazy.
But what there is a movie shooting in town right now.
There's a lot of movies shooting in town.
Several yeah. movies. I just don't personally know anyone involved in them.
Well, you know John Hamm, but apparently he's in.
Yeah, he left.
L.A. doing the ESPYs. He was here
done.
Doing Million Dollar Arm.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins and Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Colin Farrell are shooting.
Yeah, when I heard all three of those names, it's like, I don't even know a person who knows any of those guys.
Me neither.
You know, I'm so far out of that loop that I couldn't possibly get them to come down.
Let's Be Cops with Damon Wayans Jr., Jake Johnson from
yeah.
New Girl. And
Jake
Nobody
Johnson Rock. Agreed to do it if he were here. He's back in Los Angeles. Damon Wayans Jr., I don't have access to him, unfortunately. But we didn't invite you down here to tell you who's not going to be here.
Yeah, I
listen, we're going to be the best third stringers you guys have ever seen, man.
That's Dustin Ibarra, who is not a third stringer.
No, we're going to be...
would be here regardless. Even if I had Ham and the entire cast of Walking Dead, you'd be here.
Oh, thanks, man. You give me Walking Dead tours?
Yeah.
I'm staying at a downtown Atlanta, and I tried finding out where the tank scene was, because I know it was shot there, right?
I'll take you everywhere.
But I go up to these people, I'm like, do you know where the tank scene was shot and Walking Dead?
And
I look like a fucking pothead whenever I do that.
No.
Well, first of all, you look like a fucking pothead, but then...
That might also
But then when you ask a question like that...
Hey, do you know where the Walking Dead is?
Where are they?
Where the Walking Dead is, man?
Where do you walk dead around here?
Yeah, there's like a sheriff and a black dude walking dead. It's
so
pretty
we're
cool.
On Pine Street.
Yeah.
This is like, I feel like we're at like a revival meeting or something. It's so, so hot and barn-like in here.
Yes.
Come to
Where
Jesus,
are the snakes
man.
At? Let's do this.
It's hot.
Let me kiss some snakes or some shit.
I'll reschedule for, now I know why, like I appreciate that the place is packed, but now I know why when I got here today, the staff was like, how come so many people bought tickets for this? It's a really hot day. And I was like, well, they're dedicated, nice people. And yeah. I'll come back more in the wintertime. Because I love Atlanta in the wintertime. One of the warmest spots in the country in the winter, right? Next to maybe stupid Florida. Let's not talk about stupid Florida, though. So that was a weird late applause on that. They're like, oh, right, we hate Florida. I like Florida. There's plenty of nice people in Florida, but you know what I mean. Dustin, what's this? The last time you were on the show, I completely neglected that you have your own TV program coming on soon.
I do. It's going to come out on Fox mid-season. It's called Us and Them. It's got Jason Ritter, Alexis Bledel, Michael Ian Black, Jane Kaczmarek. Wally Dallenbach works the grip. No, I name everyone in the cast. We've also got Pete Polansky. He's the number one cinematographer.
You were flying through those names. What was the lady's name? Alexis Bledel, isn't it?
The Gilmore
Girls?
Gilmore Girls. We got traveling, a Gilmore Girl.
You got traveling pants in the house.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. Did she play your girlfriend?
No. In my head, yes, but in real life, no. She's Jason Ritter's girlfriend, appropriate. And, it's a funny show. It's like a romantic comedy type deal. You guys are going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. You guys are going to be like, this is the best show ever. And fuck,
look for
I don't
it.
Know what to say.
Look for it as soon as a new Fox show fails in the fall.
Yeah.
This will be the show that is ushered in when something else takes a big fat dump.
Third stringers. That's what I am, guys. Come on.
But yeah, I wish you luck with that. And so, are you going to start putting episodes in the can, even though it's mid season?
Yeah, we've got 13 episodes, so that's like guaranteed. You guys got it. I know. Even if you guys don't like me, you got to face 13 more episodes. That's how Hollywood works. You sign shit, man. You guys are done, man. They don't care.
They didn't sign anything.
They didn't need to.
They don't have to watch your.
You do.
Us versus them.
Us versus... Oh, shit, that would have been good.
But... when do you shoot those 13?
August 5th, actually pretty soon, yeah.
And it's shooting in New York?
In New York, yeah.
Nice.
I had to move.
And listen up, any New York comedy clubs that are listening to this, Dustin's very funny stand-up, and you should open your doors to him and believe him when he says he's got a 13-episode Fox TV show.
Some of them don't when I say that. I usually say it within
seconds. A lot of young comics will say some bullshit.
How can you
double-check that?
Yeah, within seconds of meeting them, I'm like, my name's Dustin Ibarra, 13 episodes, hello, can I get booked at your club, please?
And you brought a Redbox copy of Silver Linings Playbook.
Who's done that before? Come on. Andrew George, thank you, sir.
If I won this, I would just return it to Redbox.
Oh, man. No, that would be the narcissist.
It says right on there, return it.
It says it, but come on. It's like Redbox is a big, you know, right. corporation, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, enough about them.
Yeah.
And then you also brought, this is purely legit and legal, a movie that you appear in called 21 and Over.
This
you
is,
brought
yeah.
the DVD of that. And, What do you do in that? I still haven't seen it. It looked very appealing to me at the time that it came out. And I want to... Can I just have this copy?
You can, actually. You know what's funny? I went to the like movie rental place before this, and they were like, we don't sell DVDs. I'm like, dude, I'll give you $20 for it. He's like, okay. So it still says only for rental on
there. You could have... I think people would like the $20.
Yeah.
Could have just put that in the prize bag. Yeah. You didn't have to go buy that movie. But Patty also brought a bag full of cool stuff from... the Atlanta movie tour. She brought two T-shirts that say just that. And also, tell them about what else is in here, Patty.
One of the shirts is just an Atlanta movie tour T-shirt. The other one is a Woodbury T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
A non-biter community.
That's what it says on it?
Yeah. Isn't that
non-biter?
Cool? Yeah.
But missing eye-er? A missing eye community?
Exactly.
A heads in tanks community?
You gotta
a keep your weird child alive community?
No more. Poor Penny.
Poor Penny. And you also have some, I love the rubber wristbands. I've got all my 311 ones, of course, but you got some ones that say Big Zombie Tour on them. So you have a separate tour that's just zombies?
Yeah, we have two that are Big Zombie. There's a Big Zombie Part 1 that's here in Atlanta, and that's all season one. And we have one, the Big Zombie Part 2, which leaves from Sonoy, which is Woodbury, and that's Part 2, and it's also season 2 and 3.
Crazy. And they also get, if they win the prize bag, they actually get to go on the tour.
Absolutely.
Two free tour tickets.
Yeah.
Fun, fun.
And Rob Cantrell included his album, Dreams Never Die, with a seagull shooting a laser out of its eye.
It's a pelican, actually.
Oh, I meant a pelican. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's a demon pelican.
Call them seagulls.
Yeah.
And... That's cool. And I also threw in a $10 iTunes gift card so you can buy the Douglas Movies Super Tournament of Championships if you haven't yet, or buy whatever you want with it. You know, get the new Demi Lovato. I don't give a shit.
Sweet.
I want to do a new thing on the show today, if that's okay. This was suggested by... by a dude on Twitter whose name is Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, at Holton. And this is something I'm going to call Love Like Hate Like. Love Like Hate Like. And it's, I'm going to name for all of my panelists an actor or an actress. The person I'm naming today already came up earlier in the show. That's why I said we'll get back to that. Put a pin in it. What I'd like to do is I'll go down the line, each person... starting with, first of all, tell me a movie this person was in that you love. And then, when we do the second round, it's going to be name a movie that this person was in that you just like. You're not crazy about it. You just like it. Third round, bring out the hate guns. Just their absolute worst movie, in your opinion. Gotcha. And then, finally, hate like, and that's you have to name the movie that you hate yourself for liking it. And this is going to be a tough round. I know it was tough for me, and you guys are going to be on the spot, but we're talking about Sandra Bullock. So Rob Cantrell, and you know, don't burn any bridges necessarily. I know you want to work in this industry.
I do.
Yeah, don't say anything too mean, but you know, every actor is going to have some stinkers. But what's a Sandra Bullock movie that you love? Oh, you could, you know, you're free to say pass.
I can.
If you think that's where you're at,
Speed, I wouldn't turn off. I mean, if it's on and there's an L couch and you know, I don't have to do some shit for a while, I'll sit through Speed. And
it's
like
solid.
It.
Keanu's it's one of his best performances.
Yes.
And you got what's his name? Daniels.
Yep.
Jeff Daniels.
playing that dumb guy with diarrhea. and a bus, and Cheadle's in it, I believe.
Wow.
Early Cheadle, and the great Dennis Hopper.
And that's kind of like where she broke out, right? That was her first one.
So, I should maybe change the name of this game to Pop Quiz Hot Shot. In honor of the late Dennis Hopper. What do you think, Patty? Do you have one that you love?
I'm going to have to go with Hope Floats with Harry Connick Jr.
Because of Harry Connick Jr.? All right.
Does that count? I mean, I know she's in it, though.
Who else is in that? Is Dennis Leary in that?
I don't know.
No, that was that C one, Two If by C. Two If by C word.
Yeah, it's just Harry. It's the Harry Connick Jr. show and Sandra Bullock.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right. I think when it came out at the time, my two-word review was shit floats, but that's cool.
It does if you're eating right, but...
Yeah.
You guys see that Zippity Zoo New York Club owner? No, okay. Okay. My
He's
number...
fast, New York Club owner.
Yeah, watch out for this guy. Okay. Love Potion number 9. I remember this
You
movie.
Love that one.
I grew up on this. It gives ugly people hope. There's a chemical out there that can make you hot, man.
She was cute. She just had glasses on.
I know, that's the thing.
Weird personality.
But then she started using that, like, but I'm a dork, but then I'm hot. And that became the thing for a bit. Like, I know you're hot already. You can't fool me once, you know, all that shit. Fool me twice. Did I just fuck up with someone else?
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you did it again.
Exactly. It's the name of our new movie, too. It's kind of,
I said Speed. Of course I said Speed.
Yeah, like, Speed's great.
I've been waiting for the next Speed. Maybe the Heat is the next Speed, or maybe the one I mentioned earlier, Gravity. Because I don't think Alfonso Cuarón can make a bad movie. What do you think, Rob, with your like category? Which one do you just like?
I was just going to say, I want to see it. I want to see the Heat. So good.
So that... That yeah, qualifies
that feeling.
You're like.
Yeah, I like to see it, so that's kind of my like right there.
Fair enough. Patty?
I have to go with The Blind Side because it was filmed here in Atlanta, even though it was supposed to be shot in Memphis.
I thought it took place in Texas.
It was supposed to be Memphis, but it was all filmed here in Atlanta.
Holy shit.
And, you know.
Oh, wait, I saw it in Texas.
Yeah. And Tim McGraw, so I'm kind of basing it on just the leading men.
He was all right in that, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was a cute movie. I was, you know, it's, but that's as far as it goes for me, is cute. Not Academy Award nominee, but she did a great job.
Yeah, she's great.
She's very good in that. Dustin, what's your like one?
You guys are going to have to help me out with this. What was the one with Peter Gallagher? And he
While
got
you
hurt?
Were sleeping.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You can tell I was raised by a very white woman. And
No, yeah, that, it's that just was... probably the title of the movie came up, While You Were Sleeping. You nodded off that quickly. That's as those things go, it's pretty cute. Peter Gallagher and Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
And her.
Yeah,
and
those
she's, she
characters.
Lies to a whole family about...
But everything works out in the end.
It does, because he wakes up and goes, well, of course I love her, because she gave me that potion. I forget which number it was.
I like to think of it as a sequel.
My like is also Blind Side. It's the one I give barely a like. What do you hate, Rob?
I don't really... I hate that the dude that she married ended up, like, banging a Nazi chick. That's kind of really bad.
I hate that dude, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that dude. So that's my hate.
So maybe you hate her decisions, her personal choices.
Yeah, personal choice with dating a guy that would bang a Nazi on the side. As his side chick's a Nazi.
That's so funny. Like that's the best kind of cheating, though, when there's something more shameful than the cheating.
Yeah.
Is that it's a fucking Nazi. I didn't tell you because I thought you'd be upset that it was a Nazi.
Like going out.
I thought you were cool, but too cool for Nazis.
But and banging them, you know, holding hands with the Nazis, bad enough. You know, actually having intercourse.
That is a great title of something: holding hands with a Nazi.
I can handle Nazis.
Strolling through
hands.
The park with Nazi.
When they kiss, that gets me. I'm like, I don't want to see Nazis kiss. No. Hold hands.
They're so gross at it.
Yeah.
No soul.
They're so Nazi kissing. Patty?
I didn't realize we could talk about their personal life, but I would have picked
I'm sorry.
That. I would have said Miss Congeniality too.
Yeah, it didn't really have the zip and pep of MC1.
Totally.
Dustin, do you have a hated one?
Let's say a sequel to a Speed 2, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
come on. Cruise Control.
Yeah.
Like, they put it right there in the title. Like, we're just going to set it on autopilot.
Fuck they buy this crap.
Let's not worry about it. It's Jason Patrick. What could go wrong? Poor guy's trying to... He donated sperm. Now he wants to be in the kid's life. Did you see that?
No. What's going on?
That guy, that actor... Jason Patrick, Lost Boy, the Lost Boy.
Yeah.
He donated sperm somewhere, and now for some reason he knows the kid. Like, I only saw a promo about this. I don't.
That sounds like a publicity.
I don't know the whole story, but he was like crying on Katie Couric.
It sounds like an ugly reality show.
Yeah. Well, it was Katie Couric.
Whatever.
Sure.
They're making Speed 3, and this is the whole thing they're going to get into it with. You know, like, I can't find my son. Also, it's Speed 3. Spaced out. They're in space. They're on a spaceship.
If his sperm falls under a certain speed,
doesn't get up in the uterus,
it's going to explode. I went with, you probably guys just didn't even remember this because it's such an abomination. I went with Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That movie was horrifying.
I didn't see it.
Weird ass movie. It's like 2 hours of, remember 9/11? Remember that? Some really nice people were in that building. Remember 9/11? We said something about nice people just now, and you probably lost track of the fact that we do want you to think about 9/11.
That's like a half an hour TV show. You can't do like a 90 minutes of that.
Half hour? What do you mean a half hour TV show? Like a weekly, like a dramedy?
No, just once. Just a spinoff. Oh, no.
Just,
like,
just one
episode?
You
should remember it now and then.
One half hour standalone.
A lot of commercials. Cut it down to 17 minutes.
Because Tom Hanks is like, he's dead the whole movie. And then it's all these flashbacks to what... He's like the most amazing father to this, like,
what?
Kind of weird kid.
Is he, like, dead or, like, Bruce Willis dead? Like, at the end,
no,
you're
the
like,
kid
oh,
can
fuck,
still see
Tom
him.
Hanks was dead. What happened?
The kid can still see him.
Oh, okay.
No, not really. That would be an even creepier movie than the one they came up with. But it's... I'm not a fan, but I say all of this out of love for. I do like Sandra Bullock a lot. I just think she's got a lot of movies I don't like under her belt. So no more Lake House, no more Demolition Man. I know some people like it.
I love Demolition Man.
Oh, watch it again. It's the best 2-hour Taco Bell commercial you'll ever see.
I love that scene.
What's his name? Dennis Leary comes in. He does a rant out of nowhere. He's like, Cindy Crawford, popsicles.
It was a cool pinball
popsicles.
Game.
Yeah. In the old thing, he said Eskimo pie. I changed it to popsicles. This is a part of the show, you guys, where I say, let the games begin. And... all of my panelists need to pick a name tag, and while you guys do that, we'll listen to these messages from me. We'll be right back. We're back. That was a relatively fast name tag picking. I gotta get my Vine in operation. Gotta do the flip screen. Who are you playing for there, Rob?
Who am I playing?
Scott Nato, dummy.
Scott Nato. Scott Nato. Scott Nato.
Scott Nato. And, all right, cool. And it's a Sharknado, but with Scott.
Yeah, I saw Sharknado.
And along the top for the actors in it, instead of Ian Ziering and whoever else was in that thing, it says Doug Benson, and Leonard Maltin, and Michael Rooker, ? Because he's a guest that may or may not show up when booked.
Yeah. He could show
and
up.
May or may not be dead on Walking Dead. Let's no spoilers.
That movie was really violent, you know. I just thought a tame
Scott
one.
Nato was?
Yeah.
Like when Ian Ziering went inside
Sharknado.
The shark. Yeah, he went inside the shark with
Chainsaw,
and sawed his way out of it.
Yeah, and then made out with Tara Reid with like shark blood on him. It was just so fucking gory. They need to like clean it up, maybe do like Light Rain Bumblebee. Or Flash Flood Catfish.
Dude, that's like, the way you're doing it is if this was called, right. As if this was called Tornado Shark. You have to actually combine the words into one word.
Yeah, that's true. Scottnado.
You can't just list an animal and then
Scottnado,
a weather event.
Yeah.
All right. So, I get it now. You smoked enough pot for life. You're good for life. Patty's got the, we mentioned this earlier in the show, Saving Private Upham, and that's her last name. But why did you respond to that?
Because I'm lazy and she was right here. I love the Molly, too. But I like this. What's your first name?
Jesse.
Jesse. Yeah.
The guy in the movie.
Oh, Upham's one of the characters' names in the movie? Oh,
Jesse.
Interesting.
It should be Saving Private Jesse.
Well, that wouldn't really...
Oh, well,
Upham's
whatever.
Really in it. Are you guys really having a debate right now?
No, sorry, Jesse.
You know what? If you win, if Patty wins for you, you guys can, when you go to take the tour, you guys can hash this out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can work it all out.
Can I wonder how is Rob staying so cool and not sweating? It's hot as hell up here.
Yeah, I don't really sweat much on stage, but I'm really working it up today.
I
think
it
might be shorts. You guys are wearing denim.
It's his shorts. It's his shorts that are doing it. Yeah. Long pants are professional, but uncomfortable.
That's true.
All right, who are you playing for, Dustin?
I'm playing for, it looks like, Turner. Oh, are you okay? Oh, shit.
Are you like a roadie in real life? Because you're tattooed like one.
Yes, this is Ibarra, Turner, and Hooch.
I love it.
Do you guys see what happened there?
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's another shitty sequel, you know? Basically, I went to where my face was in the audience, and I grabbed it.
And you guys figured out that he'd be here because he's at the Laughing Skull all weekend. And
Yes, I am this week.
Nice. A lot of people like to do a little detective work on who the guests might be.
Yeah.
And that's why people who have John Hamm signs got fucked today.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I can never, get too mouthy about who the guests are going to be, because you never know. But we still have a fun time nonetheless. Let's play ABCD's Nuts, you guys. I'd like to spell out the title of a movie that was shot here, partially in Atlanta, but also takes place in India. Patty knows what I'm talking about. It's the John Hamm, new John Hamm hit coming out sometime next year called Million Dollar Arm. That's what we're going to spell out here in the Zombie Barn, Million Dollar Arm. And we'll let Patty go first on this one since she's a first-time guest. And just name any movie, Patty, that begins with the letter M. Come on, Atlanta movie tours.
Million Dollar Arm.
You could have just took a turn and said baby or...
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I got nervous. But
that is accurate.
Okay.
I didn't make you can't say what we're trying to spell rule. I should have maybe thrown that in there, but I didn't.
Sorry.
I, of course, went with a movie that was filmed here called Meet the Browns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our good friend Tyler Perry.
What's that? Did you say the words, our good friend Tyler Perry?
I'm hoping
for
that.
How many white people have ever said that?
Dude, he's on my vision board. I'm hoping he's going to let us go to his studio one day.
He puts a white person in almost every one of his movies.
How you doing?
I think Ian Ziering was in one of them.
Was he?
No.
No.
It's probably, might have been Cole Hauser.
Jason Patrick?
He's been in a Tyler Perry movie?
No, doesn't he seem like it though?
He was in I Wish I Could Meet My Kids.
Meet the Fockers. How about Meet the Fockers? That's an M.
You can't keep guessing, Patty.
Sorry.
You told me you understood the rules.
I know. I suck. I'm sorry.
Okay, Rob, you have the letter I.
Oh, letter I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what were you doing just now?
I was thinking about some stuff. I Am Legend.
That is a movie that begins with I. I went with a movie that takes place here called Invasion USA. Right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Letter L, Dustin.
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Didn't that take place here, right?
Yeah, that took place in Atlanta.
Some of it, right? Didn't that shit happen here? It was like...
Lincoln goes on a let's go look at the slaves trip.
Okay.
Little field trip. No, I went with a movie that was set here called Life as We Know It. Did they actually film any of that here, or was it just, did they just say it was Atlanta? No. The one with Katherine Heigl?
It was all filmed here.
Oh, all of it?
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, so the next L goes to Patty.
God. Love Story.
Yes.
There you go. It's my buddy out there. Who is that?
I went with Little Darlings.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, that was set at a summer camp here in Atlanta, or near Atlanta, I assume. I don't know if there's any downtown summer camps. I again for you, Rob. You keep getting the letter I.
I was going on L, so I was racking my
L. Yeah, there was the two L's just now, and now we're going to move on to I. That's how I spell million.
Yeah.
I know you probably spell it with more letters because you're a rapper.
Yeah. There might be a Z in there. Incision?
What? I'm sure there is a movie called Incision, but
yeah.
Who's in that movie, Rob?
It's a medical film. And it's for surgery. Like you don't know this about me, but I once tried to be a doctor for a few years. And isn't there a film that kind of sounds like that?
Inception?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Okay. Can I try again, or is it just a?
I kind of love that you're out, because usually people don't get knocked out in this game. Because you do get all movies that begin with I to choose from. I went with Identity Thief, because it was set in Georgia.
Atlanta.
Partially. I know that's like a road movie. Dustin.
Othello?
Sure, there's been many movie versions of that.
There was even one
called O.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was the one I'm talking about.
Maybe with, I think, was it Mekhi Phifer? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went with Outbreak.
It was either Mekhi Phifer or Michelle Phifer. I can't remember.
Those guys are so hard to keep track. Which one was Catwoman?
Mekhi and Michelle coming this fall. No.
Right after Rizzoli and Isles. Outbreak is what I chose because it's, of course, the CDC is here.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
N, Patty.
Night of the Living Dead.
Good one. I went with National Lampoon's Vacation because it's set partially in Arizona, and I'll be at the Tempe Improv August 13th and 14th. D is the next letter for you're out now, Rob.
Oh, okay.
So we go back to Dustin. D for Dustin.
I was about to rock it.
What's a D word title?
Word would be
D.
Well, the first thing that's coming to mind is Independence Day, but I know that's wrong. So let me think about this.
You know that's wrong, or you're just pretty sure, like you have a hunch that would be incorrect.
If it were called the Penance Day,
that's what they should have called it.
Independence Day.
They didn't get their independence until the end. They were dependent on Will Smith to solve the and Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, you know, let's
D.
Just, yeah, let's just go with fucking
duh.
Ah, did I just do that? Come on, man.
I got a good one from the.
Dust,
I got one.
Dust Till Dawn. Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh man, I stuttered like seven times. Just, what from it's Dust? Oh,
from
shit.
Dust Till Dawn.
You would accept Dependence Day, but not Dusk Till Dawn.
No, and I'm going to declare Patty the winner of this game.
Go, Patty.
Oh, shit, Demolition Man.
Yeah. And somebody in the sign, someone held up a sign that said Deep Blue CC on it for Deep Blue Sea. And also locally, you got to go with Deliverance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then I went one night at McCool's, Lorenzo's Oil, Lemony Snicket's, A Series of Unfortunate Events, ATL for the A, Ramblin' Rose for the R, A League of Their Own for the other A, because I'm going to be at the Ontario Improv on Wednesday night, and they shot some of that at a ball field out there. Real Steel is set in Georgia, and of course, on the last damn, you have to go with Madea Goes to Jail.
After.
Yeah, because that's sort of a dream of mine. For
to go to jail?
Madea should go to movie jail. I don't have any personal problems with Tyler Perry, but that one character can stop. I don't need her sassing everybody anymore. People have lives to lead. Let's play Build a Title. It's been a while since we played Build a Title.
I'm getting loose.
Is everybody good on beverages? Yeah. Mine's kind of a hot soup at this point. So if I can get a fresh freshie with my vodka and soda up here, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Atlanta Punchline, America's premier comedy barn. And restaurant. Which is normally like, you guys have been here at shows at nighttime and you don't have to fan yourselves like that, right?
No.
Today's just too hot. Yeah. They turn these fans on any harder, the whole roof's going to come off. It's going to fly away Wonka Vader style. Like when I was a little kid, that Willy Wonka, when Willy Wonka's like making the elevator crash through the ceiling, like Grandpa Joe, he's fucking having a stroke. He's like screaming, "We're gonna be cut to ribbons," and Gene Wilder's just like, like even the happy ending of that movie is fucking terrifying. That's why I like it so much, and why I don't like Tim Burton. Just in that one instance, he's made some good movies. We'll play that game with him. Love like, hate like. That'll be good. But let's play Build a Title now. Patty gets to go first.
Okay.
She's in control. Then we'll go to Rob, because Dustin's never played this game before. Or he played it in Dallas and didn't remember.
Yeah. No, we didn't play it in Dallas.
Okay, we didn't play
it. I probably wouldn't have remembered, though. So.
Go easy on me, Doug.
But you go either end, yeah.
Yeah, you add it to either end.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I respect about this crowd, is no one said that's what she said. You guys are cool. That's the one good thing about the zombie apocalypse, is zombies don't say stupid shit like that's what she said.
They don't say anything.
They just try to eat you. That's what she said. Cheers, bravo, and get out. This is a movie that was shot partially in Atlanta, and features past and future guest of the show, Zach Galifianakis, and it's called Due Date. Due Date. So you just have to come up with a movie that ends in due.
Due Date
or begin-
Night.
See how good you are at this? Due Date Night, she
That's
says.
That's for my husband, who wanted to play Build a Title.
Okay, Rob needs to a movie that ends in due or begins with night.
Night of the Living Dead?
Yes.
Or does that count?
It counts. It's kind of an interesting form of cheating, because it was just mentioned.
Yeah.
But it's not cheating.
It's not cheating.
It's not legitimately cheating, yeah. Okay. So we've got Due Date Night of the Living Dead, Justin. So you need something that, Dustin, begins with dead or ends with due.
Night of the Living Dead Man Walking.
Yeah.
I impressed right. You guys. Solid.
Dead Man Walking, of course, was a category in Leonard Maltin of movies where Christopher Walken dies. Dead Man Walking. All right, so we're back to Patty. You need something that begins with walking or king
and ends with do. You know, the spelling doesn't matter. It's just how it sounds. Oh, this is my beverage. Thank you so much, sir.
And I guess night of living, due date, walking, or...
Not what are you doing?
I don't know. Should not have had those couple of glasses of wine before I came
What's
out.
Happening? Due date, night of the living dead man walking...
Dead? That doesn't count?
No, that's a TV program.
Show. I know, honey.
As you probably have mentioned on your tour.
Yeah.
Do you actually give the tours ever?
No. They're walkers from the show. They're fabulous people. Oh, God. Wow.
Whose phone's going off? Is there an emergency tour that needs to happen? Does the CDC call you when the shit's really going down? Hey, yeah. Quit it with Somebody the stupid tours. That. Those are real zombies.
Sorry about that. Just keep calm and kill zombies.
Okay, so you pass? Is this too hard?
I don't want to pass.
Well, just what's a movie that starts with the word king?
King?
King.
King of comedy.
Yeah, you did it. I mean, it's the king of comedy, but... Right?
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, walking. Oh, shh. I can't believe we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, so Patty's out. What? It's called the king of comedy, not king of comedy.
Yeah. All right.
So then we go to Rob.
Walking tall?
Yes. Woo! Yeah. But you were thinking that also.
I was thinking that the whole time.
Yeah.
Promise.
Now, but unfortunately, it's called The Walking Tall. It's about giants in general. It's the working title of Jack the Giant Slayer. The Walking Tall. Okay, Dustin. Begins with tall, ends with do. I mean, begins with do. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I keep selling that do.
Look who's walking too?
People are like, why don't you play Build a Title anymore? Oh, the guests never understand how it works.
That's a tough one. Tall, nothing is called. What's a tall walk?
I should have given her King of Comedy.
I bet you're walking.
That's
down.
What we normally do is we drop the and don't worry about it. You're right. You guys were right.
Okay, cool.
Does anybody have anything to add? I just want somebody to come up with something that ends in do.
In do?
Oh. Do.
Like do I was going to say something. I got it.
Patty's got one.
Do the right thing.
Oh!
You did it already?
Do the right thing, do.
Do, where's my car?
These keep getting worse and worse at it. We'll just say that Patty's still the winner.
That seems right.
I was hoping someone would say, that thing you do. Yeah, that thing you do, date night of the living dead man walking tall, or living dead man walk king of comedy. That worked. You were right.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I got overzealous with the whole the rule. I'm a the Nazi. Yeah. You're the Nazi? No, I'm not the only one. I'm the Nazi. All right, let's play one that everyone will understand and appreciate called How Much Did This Shit Make? You know I love to keep it local, so I chose a movie that is a film about a fictional version of a real baseball team called the Atlanta Braves. The movie is called The Trouble with the Curve, and my review of that movie is The Trouble is All of It. And how much money, starting with you, Patty, or no, actually, Patty gets to go last because someone recently pointed out to me very correctly that the power seat in this game is going last. Yes. It's been driving you guys crazy too, apparently. People just sit and yell at their device about how dumb I am. But so Patty will go last, so we'll start with you, Rob. How much do you think it made during the total run at the domestic box office.
And do I get a year it comes out?
The Trouble with the Curve, I believe, was like last year or the year before.
Oh, okay.
It was just recently.
So shitty movies are making a lot of money now.
I don't believe I ever said anything about whether it was shitty or made a lot of money.
I don't know the film.
The game is just called How Much Did This Shit Make? Because that's an expression.
Right. Gotcha.
What's up with this shit? It could be like there's a Porsche in your driveway with a bow on it. What's this shit?
It doesn't mean that the Porsche is shitty.
Or it could be a big old turd in your driveway. To which you'd say, what is this shit?
What is this shit?
How much did that shit make?
I'm going to guess...
In millions.
In millions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess 15 million.
Okay. People disagree? People are disappointed?
Yeah, I would guess maybe half.
Where's the person you're playing for? Was sitting
Sharknado.
Right up front, right there. You?
He's got a cool tattoo.
Oh, the roadie guy. That's Richard Pryor on your arm.
And Steve Martin's on the other arm.
Damn.
Oh, man.
And then who's the dreadlock dude over there? Dimebag Darrell.
Dimebag Dallas. That's
just comedy
from.
And metal all
and
day
is
long.
Is there another face? Like, you're the Mount Rushmore of arm faces.
And four, he has the
you
devil.
Got four of the greats. The devil.
Who's
Dimebag
on that side?
Darrell. Oh, George Carlin. Yeah, those are the
and
seven
Red
tattoos
Fox.
You can't that, show on television. Was, Red no, Fox? It's Bill Cosby,
Bill Cosby.
You racist.
It was upside down. He showed it as like under his armpit.
Yeah, he wasn't flexing.
Wow, it's so. A good thing if you ever had to look at a lineup that they're not all yeah. hanging upside down.
Yeah. on a white guy's arm. But I like it. I want to vine that thing up.
What do you think,
with your
Dustin?
Pants off.
How much does The Trouble with the Curve make? Clint Eastwood, Amy Adams. Timberlake.
Tim Burton? No, $20 million.
Okay, 20 mil. And what do you say, Patty?
I'm going to say it's Justin Timberlake, so $40 million.
Okay.
Damn.
So we got 12.
Make a lot of- right.
We got 15 from Rob, 20 from Dustin, 40 from Patty. Audience member is saying, you should have gone $1. That's what you would have done?
Like in Price is Right over there.
You think it's like
$8 million? $1 over the highest amount is what you're suggesting. Okay. So you should have gone 20 and $1 over Dustin. And that would have been a good strategy. Because it made $35.7 million. So Dustin's our winner. You just missed it, Patty.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you hang out with these Hollywood people, you learn some things, you know? Like, fuck, you know?
I think a lot of people would have guessed that made even more than that.
Really?
It seems a little light.
Well, I
didn't know Justin
guess...
Timberlake was in it. I didn't know it was that major.
Yeah, you got to add the Timberlake.
Oh, yeah,
involved.
It was that major of a film. Yeah. That he, you know, was, you know.
He's worth 15
You know, Clint Eastwood.
Right,
well, who's that? Like, why? That guy, why is he starring in anything?
That old Republican dude?
He's only. Has Clint Eastwood played a supporting role in his career? Like, he's always the lead character. What? The chair?
The chair.
That's not a movie. But they'll show it to you on the Atlanta movie tour. That's the chair. You should just say that about things.
We'll take him around to where they filmed in Virginia Highlands.
What's a movie that, like, don't you... Is there anywhere you could go to show people, like, here's where Gone with the Wind happen?
We do, like, a little Margaret Mitchell...
Do all the Margaret Mitchell
Lane. We talk
jams.
About her memorial. We talk about where she lived, where she got hit by a car. Because everyone wants to see that stuff.
Oh, man.
Did she? Is that how she died?
She died by an off-duty taxi driver. Killed her. Hit her when she was going across the street to go see
Let me ask you this real quick.
Ask me.
Does it matter if the meter's running? Why off-duty? What's the important part of that information that we really need to know? Because I'm sure that's how people always describe it. Yeah, it was an off-duty cab driver.
I got nothing.
Yeah, those off-duty drivers, look out for them.
They're the worst.
No more rules when you're off-duty. Guy clocked out, did a few rails, and ran down Margaret Mitchell.
It's a freaking free-for-all.
That's awesome.
Good.
I want to see where that happened.
To come on the tour.
I think that'd be neat.
I'd love that.
Okay. Next time I come to town, I'm going on her tour. You're not gonna go though.
I'll come with you.
You stay in the office, don't
I'll
you?
I'll hire a limo. You and I'll go.
What does that mean?
A limo.
Well, I won't be doing the normal tour. We'll just be driving around in a limo.
Yeah. No, we'll do the tour in the limo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Like, every once in a while, roll down the window and yell out, "Look out for off-duty cab drivers."
Woohoo, Doug Benson.
Is it interactive? Like, what do you normally drive people around in? Is it like one of those buses with a no roof?
No. It's a luxury coach.
What do you mean? No, they do it all the time in my neighborhood out in LA.
I know, but we don't have anything as swanky as it. It's a really beautiful luxury coach. Holds 32 people. We do trivia with prizes on the bus. It's fun. It's a good time.
I'll do it.
I promise.
Any sing-alongs?
If you want to sing along,
no,
we'll
I don't.
Sing-along.
That's why I'm asking.
We don't normally do that, but if you want to, we'll do it.
Goddamn sing-along. Like, remember that movie, The Breakup, how Vince Vaughn was, like, supposedly such a great tour giver?
His tour
was just a bunch of noisy bullshit and, like, enthusiasm and, like, the last person I'd want to get a tour from. And he was, like, claiming to be the best at it.
Now, our tour guides are all zombies on the show of Walking Dead, so...
Holy shit.
They're dressed in the gear?
So the tour is just they drive you around where the best place is to get some brains and some...
Brains. Yeah, it's a good time.
What kind of limo are you going to get, Doug? Like a stretch one?
Whatever he wants.
Waterbed?
And Rob, you need to come too. And
all right.
Hot tub?
Hot tub
in the back?
Absolutely.
That's what I was wondering, this hot tub.
This fucking guy. Who is this fucking guy? We don't even know who this... Let's be honest. I don't even know who this me is.
For the turning radius in the limo, you can't do
from
U-turns.
The heat. It's so hot up here.
Yes.
Make sure you don't hire an off-duty limo driver.
No.
Fuck. Maniac.
Especially on cocaine.
I don't want to be running down no authors.
It's all good times.
I don't want to go on the dead authors tour. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Dustin's going first. Right. Then we'll go to... Rob was the closest without going over, and then we'll go to Patty. And Dustin, you get to pick a category. You feeling strong?
Yeah.
Playing for... Who are you playing for?
Oh, fuck. I was... Turner.
Rob looked at his again. It's like you're hiding it from everyone.
No, well, dude, I'm holding...
Turn it around so I can just glance over and see who you're playing for. That's Turner. Or Hooch.
There's nothing on the back, but I don't know why I showed you that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm playing
what,
for time.
What picture is that of you? Like, what's that from?
This is so...
clean-shaven.
This is me all... This is Fox Dusty right here. This is clean-shaven, ready to enter your TV homes and, not freak you out.
That's
I
like
look
your
like
Fox
a wholesome
publicity
young
photo?
Latino man, yeah.
Sharp cat.
Yeah, so there you go, people. That's how it works.
Okay, you get to pick a category, Sharp Cat.
All right.
Would you like Will Smith loves pussy? And that's movies where Will Smith saves a cat? Or would you like at Danic Mepressive, like manic depressive, but switching the D and the M, suggested Kevin's Bacon, and that's movies where you see Kevin Bacon's dick.
I never heard it called bacon.
It's a slab of meat, I guess.
Yeah, a hot dog.
And celebrating a birthday today, the great Robin Williams is celebrating a birthday. Oh, yeah. I still love him in spite of Hook. Yeah, that's the thing, is a lot of times when that chant breaks out, they don't even do it right. But it's the spirit of the thing that matters.
Hook was the greatest, man. I would watch that movie, and I was such a fat kid, I would pretend I could eat food like they did in the movie.
Yeah, I wasn't buying that scene when they had that big fat kid sitting there pretending to eat. It's like, really? I think you guys have real food somewhere.
Yeah.
Plus, how depressing is that? All these Lost Boys have no food.
But their imagination.
Not... Oh, okay, yeah.
You should imagine some kale or something.
Some kale? Is that what you said?
Yes, he was a fat lost boy.
Imagine some healthy shit, yeah.
You're on a pirate ship. You shouldn't be that fat.
When the food finally shows up, it's all pies and cake.
Okay, I guess.
Then they throw it at each other. Which one would you like of those? Robin Williams, Kevin Bacon's dick, or Will Smith loves pussy?
Well, I'm going to go with Kevin Bacon's dick, because that's the only one I think I have an answer to, unfortunately.
All right, well, you get to pick a year, so you get to narrow it down even further.
And, a year?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you two choices. Would you like a You See Kevin's Dick movie from 1998 or 2000?
Whoa, this is tough. I'm going to say 1998, but I think I know 2000 also.
All right,
this is
kind
of weird. But,
okay.
I think I can even
There's
name
no reason
2000
to Sam Levine on us.
I can even throw another
three
one.
Three stars from Leonard.
Okay.
You picked 98.
Yes.
Three stars from Leonard for this movie from 1998. He says that this movie was followed by two in name only direct to video sequels.
Yeah, I know this.
And he also says that one of the supporting actors in this film is a hoot. Yeah.
Damn.
I think he also says don't pollute. No, somebody is a hoot, which is a fun old-fashioned word. And Leonard lists nine names. How many names do you think you need to name this movie, Dustin?
None, dude. I know.
All right,
this one.
He says zero names.
This
is what he's saying.
This one.
Bidding, so the bidding moves on into the potential negative name territory, Rob. Yeah, do you have any idea? There's a guy in the audience that says negative one, but of course he's not you.
Yeah.
He's not your brain.
No, I want to call him out on it.
All right.
You're just hoping that he's going to get it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, once you see Kevin Bacon's dick, you don't forget. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. This wasn't in my head.
He's done it a few times. Could you,
At least twice.
At least twice.
We've seen his dick at least twice.
Yeah, I have no clue, dude. That's the thing.
Okay, so you just say, name it, Dustin.
Name it, Dustin.
That would be Wild Things.
That's correct.
I do know that name. Yes. I've seen that, but I never saw his dick in it.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of chicks in there, too, but if you look past that, there's a hot threesome scene, and if you...
That was one of those. What part of the dick do you see?
It was a quick scene. He was getting out of the shower, and you
see the whole.
Right? Yeah. He's like. I don't know. He's fucking scrubbing off his dick. Like, it's,
there's no
it's
reason
wet.
For it other than dry. Just yeah. Like there's a lot of tits in this movie, so here's a dick.
We might as well throw in a dick for extra.
Remember, you thought you were gonna see Neve Campbell naked, and she wasn't.
It yeah, was like Denise biggest. Richards took the shot on that.
But didn't she make out with somebody?
Denise
yeah, but
Richards,
still.
Yes.
That's
just
cool.
Just listen.
Yeah.
You asked right after I said it. But yeah, and then of course, I'm going to go ahead and I think that category is was kind of an easy one for that very reason. Like if you have a good memory for dicks. And a lot of dudes do, because you don't see them that often. When you do, it's a little scarring. Yeah.
It is.
So
dude,
like,
it's
I didn't need that.
Weird, right?
Yeah. Did you like that, Patty, when you see it?
No, even girls don't want to see that.
Yeah, nobody wants to see dick.
A lot of British movies have dick in them, dude. Have you noticed that? Like those... Those old British romantic comedies.
Oh, yeah, but they call
dick.
It spotted dick.
Doesn't Clockwork Orange have some dick in it?
It must.
It probably, man.
Yeah, because they strip him down and hose him off.
Yeah,
and
that's the
force
scene.
His eyes open with those speculums.
That's the worst whenever you see like nudity in like a Showtime show, and then it's like a dude's dick. It's like, oh, I just waited for this, really.
Yeah, at the top of the show it says nudity, and you're like, here we go.
Right. Then fucking Kevin Bacon, like, ah.
Usually when it's just like a man's ass, it says brief nudity. So just skip brief nudity movies.
But what's the difference between brief and like nudity, man? It's like...
It's all of those rules are... It's all ridiculous. Like it's all just made up as they go along.
Especially since there's internet these days that you can just look at porn right
away. I'm just surprised that you could see Kevin Bacon's dick in Hollow Man because he's invisible during a lot of it. he's just around long enough for you to see his dick and then he... And he goes invisible for the rest of the movie.
It disappeared.
Yeah. But anyway, Dustin has a point, everybody.
Yes. Shit. Thank you, guys.
And that point is no more dicks in movies. Thank you very much.
It's a point.
Hollywood. You know, you got to do what Dustin wants now that he's got 13 episodes of a show.
Watch out, Hollywood, here I come. No.
All right, 13. So Rob challenged Dustin, so we're going to start with Patty.
Okay.
And then go to Rob. Patty gets to pick a category.
Robin Williams.
I'm going to give you three new categories.
Oh.
As is customary.
I knew that.
On the show.
Right.
That you listen to.
Build a title.
You promised me.
I know.
Would you like, at what the schmuck suggested, Womb Raider, and that's movies where John Voight has sex. Looking ahead, they're not getting any better. Don't make me bring that list out of the bag.
Holden.
I'll give you another one of his. No! All right, at Clay Hansen 1 suggested Sausage Fest, and that's movies where Leonard Maltin doesn't list any women. The cast is, according to how many Leonard lists, all men, also known as the Sausage Fest, and or Pickle Party. And at IG88 Music suggested OMGYN, and that's movies with a graphic birth scene.
A graphic what scene?
Birth.
Oh.
OMGYN. Like, oh my God, YN.
Let's go with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This movie has a graphic birth scene. It's from 2000. 1.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie dismal. He calls it a misfire. And he says this movie has an ending that seems rejected from Magnolia. And if you remember, Magnolia, of course, is the movie where frogs rain at the end.
Yeah, it's gross.
So this ending seems like Magnolia said, that's stupid. We're going to go with frogs falling from the sky.
That's some bad stuff.
Yeah. And Leonard lists 13 names. Start the bidding, Patty.
I can name it 9 names.
Super sensible, strong bid. Sounds like you know what you're doing. Now we go to Rob Cantrell.
I can name that movie in 7 names.
Once again, not stoned right now.
Yeah.
But you did take some hits yesterday.
Maybe.
You did take some hits from the bomb.
With Cypress Hill? I mean, you got to if Bill Rail's passing you a joint.
All right, Dustin.
Yes.
Rob says 7. Can you go lower?
3.
Ooh. A lot lower. What are you going to do with that, Patty?
Dustin, name that movie.
All right. Would you like the clues again, Dustin?
Yeah, give it to me one more time.
1.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie dismal and a misfire.
Ugh.
And he says that he has an ending that seems rejected from Magnolia. And he lists 13 names, and you get 3 of them. And the 3 names that you get are Jeanine Turner, Lee Grant, and Andy Richter.
Oh, that's hard, man.
It's real hard. It's real tough.
Ah, oh, man. That's like, say the first one was...
And it's a movie where a graphic birth takes place. Oh, so, like, not unlike Dick's, I have a pretty strong recall for every time I've seen a baby coming out of that hole.
I've seen a vaginal birth. I've been to Vietnam, motherfuckers. I got a kid. Having a baby is like being in a car accident. Then somebody just hands you a baby afterwards. The most brutal shit out there. Fuck all your tattoos and night fights.
Hey, I want you to have this baby. I'm not making a lot of money because I'm an off-duty cab driver.
Dude.
Any idea?
Man, in the beginning, I was going to say The Outsiders, but like...
There's a graphic birth in The Outsiders?
The thing that got me was the dude.
Does Pony Boy have a baby?
I don't think they're
when
just
I started
hand
putting
jumps.
Things together, it didn't make sense. But I'm still going to stick with it.
Stick with The Outsiders?
Because I have nothing else.
The Outsiders, about babies inside wombs that just want to get out.
But wasn't it a great movie, guys. Come on. Fucking Soda Pop.
Was that one in black and white?
No, that was Rumblefish.
Yeah. That one's trippy.
Rumblefish, yeah, that was weird too.
Or, yeah, or the movie, forget it.
I've read like three books in my life, by the way. You know?
And they're all S.E. Hinton?
The Outsider, Rumblefish, and the one where the two dogs die. Whatever that is. You know the dogs are
run,
dying.
Dog, run.
There's like a, what is, oh, the, where the red fern grows, yeah.
Where the red fern grows.
Fuck, why did they give us that, man?
Tip, there's some heavy books they make you read. A lot of death in popular classic literature. But this motion picture, this was a tough one to begin with, but I'll never forget the birth scene. The doctor who's pulling the baby out and showing it to us unnecessarily is played by Richard Gere, and it's one of Robert Altman's misfires, as Leonard says, and it's called Dr. T and the Women. Yeah.
Oh.
Watch it if you want to be unhappy. Yeah, it's a really, Leonard says it has unfunny female caricatures, pointless subplots, and then I forget what the ending was, but I know frogs didn't fall from the sky, but
God, how could
something
you,
happened.
How could you go so wrong with a movie about gynecology, you know?
I know, right?
I could write that in like 30 fucking minutes. It'd be a hit, dude. Gynecology, it's a, like...
The Outsiders, really?
There's a lot of funniness there.
I think OMGYN would be a great title for a movie.
That'd
like
be
about,
amazing,
about,
dude.
About like a teenage boy who switches bodies with an adult gynecologist. And then, but turns out he loves it. Like he loves
amazing.
Examining and...
I think this might sound crude, but there's two types of pussy in this world, you know? There's bedroom pussy.
There's the kind that Will Smith loves, and...
And then there's the medical kind, where it's like they're in stirrups and babies and, you know, the fallopian tubes. You know, it's a very complicated game down there. You know, you just you should keep it pretty. You know.
Do you have any raps about the female reproductive organs?
Oh yeah, I got a song called "Babies and Shit." It's all about having babies and shit. You want to hear a verse?
Sure. Okay.
Birds and bees, my wife, please me. Now we have a family of three. Drink more coffee than ever before. 1, 2, 3, 4, sippy cups galore. Yeah, it blows clean snot out my nose with a rubber hose, but it's all worth it when I hear my baby giggle and wiggle in a jumperoo, babbling stuff like zuba zuba zoo. Drinking apple juice, reading Dr. Seuss. Good night, moon, go to bed, sleepy head. Papa in the next room, listen to the Grateful Dead. Family Guy trying to keep his family fed, rocking it like Ned Flanders, cream get the Pampers, hot stuff getting creamy, brand new diaper genie, Demi Pop, a Smurf, watching my own childhood in reverse. All right, that's it.
Damn.
That was on the spot, Doug. I didn't want to do it that long. That's
yeah, and he's starting to sweat now.
There it is.
Now the sweat's coming.
I don't know that song as good as Coffee and Weed, which I did on your podcast.
Cypress Hill has done you well, so.
Yeah. It's a follow-up to Married and Shit, which is a song about being married and shit. Because that's what people say about me. Like, let's go to Burning Ran with Rob. And they're like, oh, he can't do that shit. He's got babies and shit. He's married.
You get to pick a category, Rob.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go to Patty. Would you like In Theaters Now, that's movies that are in theaters now, or The Rice Storm, that's movies that have a wedding in them, or Golden Showers Playbook, very popular category, because that's movies that begin with P. The letter P.
I don't know. Let's go with either in theaters now or Golden Showers.
Okay, good. We've narrowed it down a little bit.
We're gonna go with Golden Showers.
Okay. This movie from 2002 begins with the letter P. Leonard gave it 3 stars. He calls the movie solid. So that's really narrows it down. We know this movie's not a fluid. He goes, this entertaining film leads to a disappointingly conventional, violent finale. That's a big clue. It's solid and entertaining, but leads to a disappointingly conventional, violent finale. And he lists, again, we're at 8 names. And you go first, and then we go to Patty.
I can name this film in 7 names.
very confident sounding. Patty?
I could name this film in 9 names.
That's a good strategy, Patty. I like that. I'm going to try that on the next game.
Well, I should just choose 6.
Hey, hang on, Dustin. Hang on. Point of order, Dustin.
Okay.
I'm hoping for some extra points here.
As you know, Patty, from listening to the show, you have to bid less names than Rob. You can't.
I was kind of hoping you'd.
You can't add names. Sometimes people get that stuff by me.
Okay,
but
5. I can
not
name
in this
five,
case.
Five.
She
names?
Says.
5.
And now we go to Dustin.
5. Okay.
5.
Yeah, so you got to go 5 or less.
4.
I mean 4.
4.
You know. You say 4, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob?
I'm going to call him out on this, Doug.
All right, we're going to have a 3-way tie, I think.
He's young, he's ready to go. name that movie, Dustin.
All right, what are the 4 names?
Here's your 4 names. Patrick Bachow.
Man, why are they no one I fucking
Bachow?
Know? Why is it like Patrick Stewart?
If you saw the guy, you might recognize him. It's spelled B-A-U-C-H-A-U. Bachow or Bachow.
Oh, okay.
Then a similar name, Ian Buchanan, if I pronounce that one.
Yes, I
love
him.
Then Anne Magnuson. She's a known person that I know. And you're 4th out of the 8 names.
Oh, please be Kevin Bacon's penis, this one, please.
It's not a bad name as these things go.
Okay.
Don't yell it out, audience, if you know it. Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. From
it starts with a P.
2002 begins with P. And it's entertaining, but
with
the
Kristen Stewart?
Violent finale.
That's a chick from Twilight, right? Okay.
I can't answer that question.
Fuck, dude. I don't, like...
I think we're going to have a 3-way tie on our hands.
Dude, I don't know,
very
man.
Exciting.
But I think I've... Was she a stripper in the movie?
Dude, 2002, how old do you think she was?
Okay, there was this one, okay. Fuck, I don't know, man.
No idea? Time's up?
I'm not even going to get... I don't even know.
It's a 3-way tie. The rest of the names are Dwight Yoakam, Jared Leto, Forrest Whitaker, and Jodie Foster. And it's called... Panic Room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Everybody knew it. Except for you guys.
Man.
We got a 3-way tie.
Ah.
It doesn't get any more exciting than this, except for the times that it's more exciting than this. Since Rob challenged Dustin, we start with Patty again, and then we go to Rob. And Patty gets to pick between Papers, Please. That's movies with the word paper in the title. And then, as suggested by someone in this very room, feminist movement. And that is, what was the Twitter handle? I erased it because I usually only say it the first time, but what is it?
It's Rig Done It Again.
Rig Done It Again. Did I even pronounce it wrong when I said it? Rig Done It Again. And feminist movement is movies where you see a woman on the toilet. And your third option is Rocky's Horrible Picture Show, and that's movies with Sylvester Stallone that got 2 stars or less from Leonard. Rocky's Horrible Picture Show. Which one of those do you like, Patty?
Feminist movement.
Yeah. Keep it local. 3 different dates. No, 2 dates to choose from. I'll give you 2 dates. Would you like 1998 or 2010?
2010.
Okay. This movie from 2010 gets 2 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie pedestrian. So there's, you know, clearly some walking in it. I don't know. I don't know if it's of the dead variety. And he says at least the 2 stars have nice chemistry. And he also says that there's parts of it that are disastrously unfunny. And he lists 10 names.
I can name that 9 names.
Good opening bid.
Thank you.
See where this is going.
I think I know that.
You think so?
Yeah. I know this film.
I can name this movie in seven names.
Yeah, don't take any unnecessary risks.
Strong Rob.
Playing for Scott Nato, you want to do it right?
Yep.
I can do seven as well, right?
What's that?
Can I do seven too? All right, I have to.
How would
six.
That be advancing the game?
Well, because this is like a tiebreaker now. I don't want to get knocked out, you know?
I should mention quickly that...
He's playing conservative.
Rob brought copies of his new album with him. Those are available for purchase in the back after the show. And Dustin's got to run off to do a show over at the Laughing Skull.
Yes.
But I'll hang out in the back and take photographs. I know some of you have come to every one of these, so it might not be necessary. But if you want to stick around and get a picture... Okay, what's your bid, Dustin?
Six, then.
Six. Patty, right? Patty?
I had nine.
Then gotta go lower.
Gotta keep going lower.
I gotta go lower now?
Always. Always lower. Always lower. You can never request more names than are available. She says five.
Terrible at this.
This is a good lesson for people who are listening that write to me and say, if I was up there, I would know how to do this, and I wouldn't do it wrong. And once you're up here, yeah, it's a whole new ball game.
I can do it in three.
Ooh, Rob.
Oh, What do you think of that, Dustin?
I think I'm going to say name that.
Okay, so.
Movie.
Thank you for playing, Patty, but this has now come down to whether or not Rob can name this. And he gets three names. He thinks he already knows what it is. I think he doesn't. Your three names are Cypet. Three names are Melissa McCarthy, Robert Klein, and Tom Bosley.
Ooh.
And are you Scott? Or are you just you're just rooting for Rob?
One of my fans.
Yeah. Scott's over here.
And this was in 2002, right?
Ten,
yeah, same. And
what's a decade?
I was gonna say this is a get. This was my original guess. He's just not that into you?
Was your original guess. What would be your actual guess? If you had to then go ahead and pick one that's
Sharknado?
Actually...
No. I have no idea.
It does. Some woman probably sat on a toilet and he's just not
that's
that into you.
That's what I thought.
That's probably why she's not that into him. Like,
yeah.
Don't call me when you're on the toilet, woman.
I'm sending me pictures while you're on the john.
Yeah. So that was it. That was your guess.
In 2010. I fucking don't know.
Why did you think that you knew that it was that movie? Do you remember a woman sitting on a toilet in it?
It was from the review, and there was.
No, they just said it was shitty. They didn't say there's a lady on the toilet.
That's what just came to me.
Okay. All right. Well, that means Dustin is our winner.
Fucking easy. I just sat here. That's awesome.
That's how it works sometimes.
That's how it happens sometimes.
What was it though?
It comes down to strategy.
What was the film?
The rest of the names are Linda Lavin, Noreen DeWolf, Anthony Anderson, Eric Christian Olsen, Michaela Watkins, Alex O'Loughlin, and Jennifer Lopez. And she's on a toilet at some point in it. Oh, that's because she's doing a pregnancy test.
What to
expect? And the movie's called The Backup Plan.
Wow, dang.
The Backup Plan.
Pregnancy is never the backup
plan. I'm as disappointed as everybody, but I still got two more Women on the Toilet movies, so feminist movement category will come back. Rigadoo-doo, rigadoo. And congratulations to... Who are you playing for, Dustin?
Look at Where's Turner, that signing? Dude! Turner!
Turner, get up here, Turner, and get your prizes.
Look at that handsome guy right there.
And enjoy your Atlanta movies tour when that happens. Come on up here. You got Eddie is your first name?
No.
You just have a shirt that says Eddie on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, don't forget this, Eddie. Eddie, you got to get all your...
What's it leaking for?
Oh, it was
got
just,
some vodka.
That's just my vodka.
Oh, okay.
This whole table's kind of wet from my vodka.
Just suck the bag.
It just happens. Do we have shitheads on the back of the other name tags? Let me see. Oh, she's passing one up. Very, very clever. Okay, that's an interesting one. And okay, that's fun.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
fun
he, he's got a note.
I've got it. We're good. We're all good, Patty. She didn't write it on the back. She didn't want to destroy that beautiful sign.
I know.
Let's have a round of applause for all of my guests, you guys. Dustin Ibarra, look for him on Us and Them. And someday, I bet you it might come on as early as November, January at the latest.
Yeah, well, it's mid-season, so whatever that means.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
November, something like that.
January at the latest.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what if it doesn't happen? Oh, my God. No, it'll happen.
That does happen sometimes, but it doesn't sound like it will in this case. I have a very good feeling about it. It's strong cast and
okay, sweet.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun.
I've heard horror stories, man. I don't even want to get excited.
Yeah, yeah, you should stop talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's
it could
never
go
talk
away any day
it.
Now.
Yeah, this is too much.
Patty, where do people go if they want to take an Atlanta movie tour?
They can come see us at www.atlantamovietours.com or Twitter at ATL Movie Tours or Facebook at Atlanta Movie Tours.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here and for bringing all those cool prizes. Rob Cantrell.
Yes.
Traveling around. You got some road dates coming up?
I'm doing a one-man show. I am actually working it through at the Creek in the Cave, which is a cool venue in Queens. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 7 p.m., I'm doing a bunch of rap songs from my CD, Dreams Never Die, and also stand-up. So I'm combining the two. Come through. It's an hour long.
Nice. Guys.
RobCantrell.com.
Road trip. Road trip from Atlanta to Brooklyn.
And, but hopefully I'll take it on tour, so I'm just working the whole one-man show out right now.
Okay, cool. And then let's see if I wrote something down that I wanted to say. DouglasMovies.com for tour dates. And thank you, Zombie Barn, Atlanta Punchline.
Thank you, Atlanta.
Podcast listeners of Atlanta. Always a fun time. I'll come back in the wintertime when we'll all be happily warm here in the barn. And as always... Anyone who lives in Atlanta and calls himself L.A. Ricky is a shithead? After saying that, I'm worried that I might run into an L.A. Ricky. And this is worded differently, but I'll run with it. Get ready with the end theme. My fiancé is a shithead for renting Spring Breakers.
You and prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the